KMAN.
Good Friday morning. Brady Bowman with you on this edition of In Focus. Friday, it's already here. As I stated earlier in the newscast, I felt like it's actually kind of flown by. Maybe it's just me. Right now, I'm here with Riley County Extension Agent John Jobe. And John, welcome, first off. Happy Friday to you.
Hey, I appreciate it. It is a good Friday. You heard it from Dave. 53 degrees. I wish I could say I was leaving the studio here and going out to walk the dog or something fun outside.
But all sorts of stuff.
It's going to be beautiful out.
I got the Heat Is On song kind of in my head right now.
That Heat Is On might not last for long. But
no. No, but in January in Kansas, we'll take it for as much time as the universe will allow it.
Right.
John, you specialize in 4-H.
I do. Do a lot of stuff with 4-H audiences all around the county, and do a lot of things with youth in general across Riley County. We do a lot of stuff with school day programs.
Oh, there it is.
Yes. So, nice, Dave. Nice. So, kind of a good segue into an event that we have coming up that does serve youth from all over the county. Do not have to be a 4-H to participate in. And this is our Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge event. This is an event that engages high school age youth that are living in or attending school here in Riley County that are interested in entrepreneurship. So, you know, they have that entrepreneurial spirit, but they may have an idea for a business plan or a product and maybe don't have an outlet to showcase that. So that's what we're here for. This is something that we've done for, this will be our second year. It's a partnership between the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce and a state entity known as Network Kansas. So I guess in a nutshell, what we're looking to do is we host our event on March 13th out at Potter Fall and Seco Park, and young people within that high school age demographic can come up with a business plan. They also create a trade show booth, and they give a formal 4-minute presentation, which I always liken to Shark Tank on TV, if you've ever seen Shark Tank.
Yeah, that does make sense. And yep. What a great organization that's suited so well for something like this with 4-H.
Absolutely.
And kind of its brother and or sister in FFA, but yep. Both very similar, yep, as far as being very entrepreneurial minded.
That's absolutely right. In fact, you know, some of the young people that were participating last year, like I said, you don't have to be a 4-H to participate, but we found that some of our FFA students and 4-H students last year had some dynamite business plans or businesses, some of which were already up and running. So these are high school age kids. They our winner, actually, last year, a young gal, 4-H'er here in Riley County, has a digital marketing business that was up and running. And so, I mean, these are wonderful, wonderful kids. So really what I'm here today to do is kind of to promote the event itself. Like I said, a lot of young people have ideas for that business or have ideas for a product, but don't have an outlet to showcase that. And so if you are listening, if you're a parent, grandparent, or an entrepreneur yourself, and you know somebody kind of fits that mold, what I would ask you to do is you can contact me at the Riley County Extension Office, or you can tune in next Monday at 7 p.m. We're going to host an online Zoom informational meeting for people to tune into and hear a little bit more about the event. To get that code, to get on that online Zoom conference, you can contact me, John Jobe, at the Riley County Extension Office, 785-537-6350, and I can get you plugged in.
Again, registration is due by 5 p.m. on Thursday, March 1st, which really, you might look at that on the calendar and think like, oh, that's far away. It's really not that far away.
Nope, it'll be here before we know it. It'll sneak up on you real quick. So, you know, again, a great opportunity for young people to kind of showcase their entrepreneurial skills and talent. And I should probably mention that, you know, we do award cash prizes for first, second, and third place. $1,500 for first place, $1,000 for second place winner, $500 for third place. And the first place winner actually wins the rights to go on to the state level competition and compete against other winners from communities all over the state of Kansas. And this year it's actually held at Kansas State University. So whoever wins here in Riley County doesn't have to go very far.
Got home field advantage.
Got home field advantage. That's right.
Brady Bowman here with Riley County 4-H Extension agent John Jobe. If you have any questions, comments, want to get involved in the conversation, give us a call at 785-537-1350. Still dealing with this cough. I got over the flu, but that cough is still lingering.
It's just going around and around and around.
I've had so many cough drops over the past 7 days. Like, I'm actually worried. Like, is there a limit? I don't know if you could have too many.
Can I get addicted to these cough drops?
Right? I mean, they're pretty tasty. I got a mixed berry one. It's pretty good. But you can also tweet us at 1350KMAN. You can also tweet myself at Brady2Day, 2 being the numeral, and get in contact with us and share your thoughts. And looking at this entrepreneurship challenge, you mentioned a digital marketing business idea that won last year.
Yeah.
And I think what's really cool about that is both 4-H and FFA, they always kind of have that stereotype that everything 4-H and FFA is farm and ag focused, and that is a big foundation,
sure.
But there's so much more broad than that.
You know, that's interesting, Brady, that you bring that up. I just had this conversation with some community stakeholders yesterday and kind of talking about that that image of FFA and 4-H, and that is the history of the program. But you know, in modern times we still embrace that agricultural background, but if you really have to kind of get at the foundation and the essence of what both of those programs offer, it's leadership, it's citizenship, it's kind of that can do and willing to do attitude, which leads me to the second thing that I wanted to talk about today. So every 3 years, Riley County, in partnership with Waubunsee County 4-H, take a trip to Washington, D.C., and the program in D.C. is called Citizenship Washington Focus. It's based out of the National 4-H Center in Chevy Chase, Maryland, and basically they have program assistants on staff that specifically work with your delegation once you arrive to take you all around Washington, D.C., you get to see all the different sites and monuments and basically have access to some of the buildings like you've never seen before. We go to the National Mall, get to check out some of the cool stuff down there. But arguably the most important part of that trip when they're in D.C. is they're working on an action plan. So they are working in groups on putting together an action plan towards something that they're passionate about. So it can be something in their local communities that they would like to see change. It can be something on the state level or something on the national level. And then once there, they get to go meet with our representatives from the great state of Kansas and talk to them a little bit about their action plans. So like I said, we do that every 3 years. But what happens is, backing up about a year and a half before the trip, we get our delegation together and we start meeting in groups, we start fundraising, and really getting the kids to kind of gel together to become a solid group. And that actually has just started. So we have a group of about 40 Riley and Waubunsee County 4-H'ers, all high school aged, that are going to go down this road with us. And so between now and then, like I said, they're going to be getting together on a regular basis and working on citizenship and leadership initiatives, but we're also going to be fundraising. And many of the listeners out there know that we host two huge community-wide garage sales every October and April. And our next garage sale we have coming up is going to be the weekend of Friday, April 20th. And, you know, we typically do drop-off is Thursday, April 19th from noon to 8. We also have drop-off Friday, April 20th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then the actual sale runs Friday evening on the 20th from 6 to 8 and Saturday 7:30 to noon. And that is out at Potter Hall in Seco Park. So if you have people out there that maybe you're just a garage sale junkie, but Also, if people are interested in supporting this Citizenship Washington Focus initiative by donating or shopping, we would encourage you to do that as well.
Very, very cool. And you mentioned citizenship, and that's something that's, I think everybody agrees, is more important in the time we live in now more than ever. But everybody understands how things work, civility, understanding how local government works, how our federal government works.
Absolutely.
The mechanisms is so key.
Absolutely. It's so, so important. And, you know, the hope is that these young people that go through this experience will come out the other end with a better understanding of what citizenship really means.
And how long of a trip is that? How many days is the Washington Days trip?
So from beginning to end, we're looking at about 11 days. We actually take a bus out there, and they choose what kind of excursions they want to go to on the way out. So they, you know, last time we stopped at the St. Louis Arch, we stopped at Hershey, and also went to Gettysburg, stopped at the aquarium and in Baltimore and things like that. So they're actually in D.C. for about 6 days. Everything else is travel time.
We do have a phone call. Caller, you are on in focus. Go right ahead.
You know, to get back to your community involvement in the 4-H, the grandchildren's parents went out there, spent $100,000 on a pony ranch over here by Flesh School, and got the little ponies and all. Come to find out that the city girl, not being involved in 4-H, doesn't like horses, because she doesn't have that community support in her network. But my Houston friends have their city kids in 4-H, and they're raising goats, but there is a place that they go to keep the goats out in the country. You know, we have community gardening here. With our agricultural base here, we ought to have community, what would you call it, pony ranch or community
or
goat
community
ranch
farm or
somewhere where young people can have those opportunities and not necessarily have the land.
Thank you for accepting that extension in our thinking.
Yeah, I mean, that is an absolutely wonderful idea. You know, you talk about community involvement, and that's kind of really what that takes is the community coming together and providing that opportunity for a young person, even if they don't have the resources or the means to engage in something like that.
Thank you, caller, for that call. That is some cool thing to maybe think about, and maybe something in the future. Who knows? Like you said, if the community wants it, the community needs to come together to do that. Let's go ahead and take our first break of this hour of In Focus. When we come back, we'll talk more 4-H with John Joe with Riley County Extension right here on News Radio KMAN.
Morning News is presented by Strecker Nelson West Gallery. Visit snwgallery.com for details on current and upcoming shows, and stop by the gallery on Points Avenue right next to the Wareham.
Start the new year out right with fantastic savings at Little Apple Toyota in Manhattan. Right now, finance as low as 0% on 13 different Toyota models, or find cash rebates as high as $4,000. Selections are great too, with over